ba bum, ba bu ba bu ba ba, ba bu ba bu ba bum, ba bu ba bu ba.
Tuesday. You distracted me.
I did, didn't I?
Did you do that on purpose?
No.
Yes, you did.
That's unprofessional. That is unprofessional. Hi, everybody. I'm unprofessional Bill. That's easily distracted Wendy. Welcome to the show. It's the bonus hour. The stream of consciousness. McHale's Navy. It's got many names.
I can't think of any characters' names other than McHale.
That's it?
Yeah, who else? I know Ernest Borgnine was in it.
Ernest Borgnine was magnificent, that Wendy. Always good. Ernest Borgnine, always good. Money in the Bank. You know what website I'm on right now?
Is it safe for work?
Oh, I didn't even check. Kim just did a story in the news about a place called Go Bananas where a fight broke out.
Did you see this fight?
Yeah, I did. I did.
My God, what's wrong with people?
I don't get in a lot of fights, Wendy. But when I do, like the people who are fighting now, according to these videos that I'm seeing, they'll use anything as a weapon. One lady has a bucket. Two people have what look to be like broomsticks or mop sticks. A couple people use mop sticks. A couple people use chairs. I'm not inventive enough. I just want to. I want a slap fight with my hands. Yep. But they just like they're like MacGyver. They pick up a thing and they go. I'll craft a weapon out of this, and then they hit people. And in this fight, I can't tell who the good guys are and who the bad guys are. Everybody's hitting everybody.
And there is really no exact story here.
As to what started the fight?
Yeah, because two women were brawling. Can I just say, listen, I've been a tomboy my whole life.
Yep.
But it just doesn't look good when women fight. I'm sorry.
Although in my school, when guys fought, it was a thing, and everybody goes, oh, all right, two guys fighting. But when girls fought, it was an event.
Yeah, but girls aren't supposed to fight because typically it's not
ladylike.
It's first of all not ladylike. I'm such a lady.
No, ladies don't fight.
But when girls fight, there's a lot of hair pulling.
Yes.
You know, that's not just if you're going to fight using punches.
Yeah.
I shouldn't say that because I cannot watch people fight. I saw this
makes
video.
You uncomfortable?
It does.
Yep.
I can't watch cops for that reason.
Yeah, there's always fighting on cops.
And I just feel sorry that some people are just, they just don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
They just don't get it. But the two women were fighting. It was a kid's party. So did one kid say something bad to another kid and then the parents got involved? And aren't we as parents supposed to be setting an example?
You would think. But I don't, it's funny because no, I don't think anyone was videotaping it until it came to blows. So then all of a sudden, not just as one person videotaping it, but you see a bunch of people holding their cameras up. Like in the old days, when there was something happening, you'd try to assess the danger factor and you go, oh, I might get punched. I'm going to move out of the way. But now everyone's just standing nearby holding their phones up. Anytime anything happens, that's what you see now. People just holding their phones up. Sometimes, and we've seen this happen, somebody can be drowning, and the person, instead of helping the person drowning,
that
goes,
was one group of
I
guys.
I gotta videotape this.
That was the idiot kids that did that.
Terrible.
No one would do that.
I hope not.
But now they're calling for this to be shut down.
Go Bananas, which I had never heard of.
Me neither.
How is this possible? Something can exist for years and years in the Chicagoland area. I never heard of this. Go Bananas Indoor Amusement Park, located at 4516 North Harlem in Norwich.
How long has it been there, though?
Let's see what Yelp has to say. Kim said it had
the
been there.
The fights are great.
all the reviews are about the fights. It's located just... Oh, I'll read you their sales pitch on their website. And their website's strange because they show a bunch of pictures that I think, in my opinion, would make me not want to go there instead of go there. Like, there's pictures of some of the attractions. Like, it says roller coaster, and they just show the very front of it. And I'm like, if you've got a roller coaster, show me what it looks like.
It's inside a building,
it
though,
can't be too
it?
Big, right?
No.
Yeah. They also have a ride called the Banana Squadron.
That's got you written all over it.
I would ride the Banana Squadron. They've got bumper cars that are very small. I like big, heavy bumper cars. These are very small. A ride called Yak Attack, which I can't tell what's going on because the picture's blurry. Isn't that bad?
Yeah.
If you're going to sell it, show me your best angle. I want to ride the Yak Attack. But I see that. I go, this is just a guy with a migraine. That's not good. And then they also have what they're calling a soft jungle gym.
Oh, well, good, in case you fall or get beat up.
But aren't all jungle gyms soft?
Uh-uh.
They don't have one with, like, spiky metal on it.
Well, no, but they're not soft.
They're not? They've got, like balls inside, like Nerf balls and stuff, don't they?
Well, that's a soft landing, but...
But the rest isn't?
Well, they're like, you know, pipes and stuff. That's what a jungle gym is.
But those came after... Like, everything cool was invented a year after I could use it. Like, all those things, those all came after I was too old to use them.
Yeah.
Big wheels. I'm still bitter about the big wheel. All right, so then they show... What looks like the purpose of this place, Go Bananas, is
like a Chuck E. Cheese.
It's like yeah. So they show kind of like, I guess it's like their banquet hall, and it looks like a kid's jungle. All right, so then here's the sales pitch on it. Go Bananas offers the ultimate family entertainment experience. Now I would argue that maybe Disney World did that, but they say, no, Go Bananas is the place. If you're looking for the ultimate family entertainment experience, you want to go to Go Bananas, cross Disney World off your list. Combining the excitement of an amusement park with great-tasting pizza and other family favorites.
It's like a Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah,
it's
similar
the same
to Chuck
thing.
E. Cheese. Are you looking for the best Chicago kids' birthday party ideas? No. Well, you've come to the right place.
Well, you were when your kids were little.
It's newly remodeled. They have more games. A new special birthday celebration. Your child will be king or queen of the jungle.
That sounds cute.
Do they have the ability to do that, to name a king and the queen of the jungle? I don't think they do. Go Bananas has hosted Chicago kids' birthday parties. Go Bananas is conveniently located in Norridge, Illinois, just less than 30 minutes from Oak Park, from Highland Park, from Lincoln Park, from Schaumburg, which doesn't have the word park attached to it, so I'd cross that one off. Admission is free. Well, they're not going to make them any money on that.
Well... Then you got to buy the tokens.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Admission is free, all caps. And Go Bananas encourages parents, guardians, to ride with their children. It should be parents and guardians. To ride with their children for free on our roller coasters, plural. They've got more than one. The weather's always just right. Well, yeah, because it's inside. For the young and young at heart, spoiler alert, there's no better way to spend the day. Unless you get into a big fight with people you never met before. Then there's way better ways.
It looks like a cute enough place, and their menu is great. I gotta tell you.
Are you sure it's great?
It looks pretty good.
What do they have?
First of all, I could spend the rest of my life just eating mozzarella sticks. So they have that. They have pizza. They have gyros.
Oh.
They have hot dogs. They have a chicken burger or hamburger.
Oh.
A gyro pizza.
I've never heard of that.
I'm going
That's
just
fun
for
after
that.
You ride the roller coaster.
A gyro-inspired pizza with tzatziki sauce, topped gyro meat, diced onion, and tomatoes.
Oh.
Opa. I wouldn't want that on a pizza, but...
That's interesting, though. What's their catch of the day, Wendy? Does it say what their catch of the day is? Grouper? Is it grouper? I'll go. Jasmine, you go with me if it's grouper? You're not going?
Listen to this, though. Monday through Friday special, a large one-topping pizza with a pitcher of soda or juice, $12.99. If you're getting, if you're taking a bunch of kids there.
It adds up fast.
Yeah, and you know, little kids don't need the best pizza in the world. They just need pizza.
Right. No, you're right.
But it looks like a nice enough place.
Unless there's violence.
Over 400 five-star reviews.
That's good. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, but Yelp is saying some things here.
Uh-oh. Like what?
So many bad reviews, which I could understand. This came this March. Oh, hang on. This was in March. So many bad reviews, which I could understand, but that wasn't my experience. I threw my daughter's fifth birthday party on a Wednesday. The place was pretty empty, which was nice to monitor seven kids.
Yeah.
I had a coupon for $8.95 unlimited wristbands per child that included 20 tokens.
Oh.
Which, 20 tokens and you're a kid, done in under 5 minutes.
Yeah. Isn't that true?
And a lot of times, each game takes like 4 tokens.
Yeah, that goes. You burn through that very fast.
Paying individually for each child was way cheaper than paying for a party package. $8.95 a kid, typically $14.95, but the coupon got it. The staff was kind, generous, and extremely helpful. I recommend this place. Only Monday through Thursday, though, because I can see it getting chaotic on the weekends. And then as of August 27th, which was yesterday, a garbage environment where violence is welcome.
I'm in.
Why would Norwich allow such a place to be part of the village? We don't need this crap in our town.
Oh.
That's from Nancy L.
Not happy.
Cindy B., another fight all over the news. This place should be held accountable for allowing this to happen, and the brawl lasted so long. Where was the security and management? I would never bring children here. Needs to be shut down. There have been numerous complaints in the past.
Right.
So that's
but
why.
But to their credit, you know, Go Bananas has a jungle theme. The jungle's a dangerous place, Wendy.
True.
So what I think they're doing is they're just living up to the, you know, the laws of the jungle. You go through the jungle, you think it's easy? It's not easy. You can get beat up by anybody. An animal, a hunter, a warrior. You don't know who you're going to get beat up by in the jungle.
Can I just say something in defense of but in defense of Go Bananas? I've already gone.
Yeah.
Chuck E. Cheese has a lot of fights, too, so it's not just exclusive to this place.
Right.
And the problem there is there's a lot of stress involved having a birthday party. You have
Tons.
A lot of kids that you're responsible for.
True.
And they serve beer.
Yeah, to the kids.
I don't know.
Kids get beer.
I don't know if Go Bananas does, but I know Chuck E. Cheese parents can get beer.
Go Bananas has like a banana-based beer that they sell.
That might be good.
That is good. It's appealing. Because of the beer.
Oh,
because of
my
the bananas.
Gee. Hang on. Oh,
there's a place in Elmhurst on North Avenue that also does
Hamburger Heaven?
No, it's not Hamburger Heaven. They also have a jungle theme. I don't remember what the name of this one is, but when you pass by it on the outside, there's like it gives the effect that there's like 3D elephants and lions and stuff.
Are there?
No. It's just they're just trying to scare you. And then there used to be a place by me, and I love this name. This, and they're no longer using it, so I may buy a place and call it this, called Chimpy's Pizza Safari. isn't that like the coolest name ever? Chimpy's Pizza Safari. So their thing, much like Go Bananas, was a jungle-themed birthday experience. Although I wanted to have my bachelor party there, but they wouldn't let me.
Oh, my God. Are you talking about the gaming goat or Safari Land?
Safari Land. Is it on North Avenue in Elmhurst?
Let me see.
Yeah, that's
Villa
it.
Villa Park on North Avenue.
That's it. You're showing
not
it to
Elmhurst.
Me. So take a look at the picture. You can kind of see like 3D. There's a wall, but then they put like an elephant head.
Oh, yeah.
That's kind of cool.
That is pretty. They have a merry-go-round, a monkey jump, go-karts. They
go-karts?
Have a tilt-a-whirl, roller coaster, bumper cars, and a max flight simulator.
Oh, I didn't know they had all that.
Oh, look at that. The bumper cars look cute, and there's a giant tiger that is a roller coaster that looks pretty decent size for it being inside.
It's inside? I'm definitely going to that.
You've already had your bachelor party.
Going for my birthday.
Tiger Terror Roller Coaster, the largest indoor roller coaster in Illinois.
But how many indoor roller coasters are in Illinois now?
One.
Even when Old Chicago was up, their roller coasters were really small. Remember?
The Chicago Loop was okay.
They had the world's worst log ride. Did you ever go on the log ride at Old Chicago? It went in like an oval, and it went up a little hill and down.
Yeah, that's I could handle it. I was in eighth grade. We went for our patrol party.
The worst log ride I've ever been on.
Bill, if you can't make it into the Safari Land, there's a place called Jumps and Jiggles.
Where's Jumps and Jiggles?
In Elk Grove.
By Midway Airport? I think there is, actually. It's called Jumps and Jiggles by Midway.
It's a different one.
You guys do kids' parties? Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do kids' parties.
And actually, the Jumps and Jiggles, I believe, is... Did you say Midway? I think it's near O'Hare
is
in Stone
O'Hare?
Park, near the Stay Out All Night Discotheque.
I'm going to that.
All right, Ryan Barrow has his head
Ryan
in his
needs
hands.
Some news. He's got to do some news. We'll take a break, and then Ryan will give us the news. And then we're all going to Jumps and Jiggles on me. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN. All right, everybody. Thanks, Ryan. So you stick around?
Sure, let's do
Ryan's
it.
Ryan's sticking around.
Mm-hmm.
It's Bill, it's Wendy, Ryan, Jasmine's here. If you need anything, let us know. First of all, you just did a story about panhandling, and it occurs to me anytime I hear the word panhandling, maybe it's time to invent a better, more accurate word.
Sure.
Why? What? Begging?
I know, but panhandling means these are people that in the old days would be near the radio track, and they would handle a pan.
near a radio track.
Railroad track.
Radio.
Did I?
Is it Clody?
I don't know.
He said radio track.
BBM, I'm sorry.
Add that to my totals. I'm still leading the league.
So they'd be by
Mike Trout.
All right, I don't understand where panhandling came from. So
it's the fact that in your mind when you think about hobos.
Yeah.
It's late at night. There's a train going by. They're by the track, warming their hands. They've got the gloves on, and maybe you can see part of their thumbs and their fingers, right? So they're warming their hands.
They're wearing Madonna gloves?
Yeah, they got Madonna gloves on and Madonna shoes.
And for some reason, a stick with a handkerchief on the back.
Stick with a handkerchief.
Yeah.
A dog who keeps turning around in a circle for no reason at all. And they would have a pan with beans, and they would handle the pan, and then they'd reach in, and they would take a bite out of the beans and stuff, and then they would play their harmonica.
I don't think that's where the... All right, that's a good error harmonica.
So
but
then...
they used the pan to beg for money. They didn't eat beans.
Yeah, they ate beans in it for a while, and then when the beans are done, they'd go back to work of asking people to put money in the pan.
Who told you about the beans?
I know stuff. So couldn't we come up with a better thing, a better word than panhandling? I don't know what we would call it.
Yeah. Sponging, begging.
Sponging, I like. Begging is, well, begging, it sounds desperate, but it is desperate.
Yeah.
But panhandling, I don't think is the right. I mean, I know there was a time where that, you go, yeah, all right, panhandling. But I think now we need to change it.
A lot of street signs say no pedaling, and a lot of people go, oh, ha, ha, I guess I can't bring my
bike
here. Yeah, exactly.
You get
all those bike pictures of, breaking the law. I guess I never really got into the depths of panhandling before.
That's my job, Ryan. That's what I do.
So it's legal, according to the U.S. Supreme Court, and now all of these groups that deal with homeless populations are reaching out to these cities and saying,
sure,
you can't have these ordinances out here anymore. You're not allowed to prevent people from doing that.
Yeah. So. I wonder, because I know these people need things to continue to survive. So
I struggle with that every day. I mean, I pass, probably a dozen of them. Yeah, the guy in the bridge, Bubble Guy. I mean, there's
called Bubble Guy for people who've never seen Bubble Guy, because more times than not, as you pass him, he's got the bubble wand and he's blowing bubbles.
Yeah, or letting the wind do it, and he's entertaining all the boats that go below him. I mean, he is creating an enjoyment factor.
Yes.
I mean, there's definitely something there. But there's a guy who sits down and reads downstairs from us, and he doesn't bother anyone. He just has his cup out. He's reading, asking for anything, and you see people like that on a regular basis by the train station. There are quite a few of them, and I don't know. I mean, you're always conflicted, On one hand, you want to help, but on the other hand, is you giving them money going to just keep them right there?
Right.
I mean, is this going to be the thing is this going to be the dollar that gets them where they need to? Is it going to get them a meal?
Yeah.
You never know, I guess.
There are no beans mentioned in the origin of panhandling,
and
it has nothing to do with handling a pan.
It doesn't? Why is it called panhandling?
It appears to have originated as a reference to part of Virginia, but it became established in French during the Texas Panhandle.
I didn't know that. Yeah, the way that it's
shaped. You just made up a whole eating beans out of a pan, and then when they finish the beans, they be by the
money?
Radio track.
That part's right.
On a Clody day.
The rest of it is incorrect, Wendy, but I know for a fact that part is right.
It has
by a Radio Shack.
There's
a candy company.
At least one Texas reference back to 1870, but the term was not exclusive to that state.
So are we to assume that all quote-unquote hobos come from the panhandle of that region? That can't be accurate.
Well, no, but that's where the term came from.
Yeah.
So it was referencing a region of people who were...
down on their luck.
Little down on their luck.
Yeah.
Panhandle.
Yeah.
Of Virginia, of all places, not the panhandle of Florida.
Mm. Yeah, that's mentioned too, and the Alaskan panhandle.
So anywhere where a state has geographically a panhandle, you will find poor people.
Yeah.
Oh.
There
you go.
That's crazy zoning.
There's also another meaning where when someone's begging, their arm looks like a pan, like a panhandle.
Yeah, I don't see it.
I don't either. Still no beans.
That one's a stretch. That's like the I'm a little teapot defense.
His arm was the handle, and the hat was a pan.
Oh, okay.
So a begging person is posing that way? I don't understand.
They're not posing, they're begging.
Just, yeah.
They're right. Holding out a hat, typically not even a pan.
I don't know that that one's...
Nor a pan that was used for beans.
A bean pan.
I just...
You use your special bean pan from T-Fall. They make the best bean pans. They make the best bean pans.
Now, when I lived in Memphis, they were trying to keep the people from begging for money off of Beale Street. And so what they did is the city created these almost parking meters. And they said, if you would like to donate money to these organizations, whether it be Salvation Army or PADS or whatever, just put the money inside of these basically parking meters.
Yeah.
And that will take care of it. And that would allow them to keep the panhandlers off of Beale Street, the touristy district, but would still allow people to donate if they felt the need to do it. I don't know if they still have that or not, but it was something that they were trying. I know that.
There is a guy that I see every day. He's there when I'm on my way to work. He's there when I'm on my way home from work. He plays the traffic. Like, he knows it's rush hour, so he goes to the busier street on my way out and the busier street on the way in. I see him make fairly decent money, you know, at every stop, a couple people give him a couple of dollars. So you multiply that by, he's probably doing it 6 to 8 hours a day, at least 5 days a week. Mm-hmm. I don't see him on Saturday and Sunday. So he's making pretty decent money. So to your point, you say,
what's
why?
Decent
yeah,
money?
I mean, are we because talking 10
not
bucks
enough
a day?
To, yeah, not right. enough to get an apartment
so
or anything.
If I see him, we
pretty
have to do some pretty
money.
Quick, we'd have to do very quick math on this. If I see him at one stop and he makes between $5 and $10 that one stop, you multiply that by how many stops he makes during a day.
How many stops would you say?
I'd be shocked if he didn't make a couple $100 a day.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
Not everybody gives $5. People give quarters. People give nothing.
What I usually see is a dollar or two. So if two or three people give a dollar or two, that's between $5 and $10 per stop. Multiply it. I don't know how many
stops
he's doing.
He's not doing 20 stops.
But he's got to be making a couple of $100 a day.
I don't think so, Bill. Because if you made a couple hundred bucks a day, that's $1,000 a week, not counting weekends. That's $4,000 a month. He could afford an apartment.
Decent money, right? And he I shouldn't say purposely, but he knows. Like, there was a woman I used to pass by Ogilvie Station who was dressed exceptionally every day and asking for money. And
yeah.
I always thought, I'm surprised she makes any money because people go, I'm not kidding. She's dressed better than me every day.
Sure.
And I go, it's not that hard to imagine.
I'm sorry,
hey,
but
thank you.
Me neither.
People can still lose their homes and have clothes.
Absolutely.
I mean,
people
could be in a lot harder situations with student loans or health issues.
In a situation where you're trying to convince people you are desperate and need money fast.
Play the game.
Don't dress well, dress poorly.
Yeah.
But then, see, aren't you more willing to help someone who looks like everyone says you're one paycheck away from homelessness.
Right.
So she's that paycheck. It's already happened. So you almost feel like you want to help her because it's like,
she's
look
close.
At this poor lady. There's this guy on my way in on Ogden Avenue who stopped me one morning and my window was down. And he's like, hey, would you like to help me bring more opportunity to some poor neighborhoods? And I said, why wouldn't I? Of course. And he had a clipboard. And so I signed my name. And then he said, how much are you going to give me? And I said, there was no mention of money here. I'm not giving money. I thought this was a petition for a congressman or something. He's like, why would I have you sign this if you're not giving me money? You know me. I never have money on me. I said, I don't have any money. And he goes, you got nothing. And at this point, I'm like, why am I even explaining myself to you?
Sure.
Like, I thought it was kind of a entrapment.
Yeah.
Like, I just thought I was helping, like, here, sign this. I'm running for office. Or here's a petition to make this work center or play center in our neighborhood. I didn't know, like, I...
Yeah.
And then the monks in front of the Tribune Tower get
That's
me all
deceptive.
The time.
Yeah.
And boy, did I fall for that. Because
they make you touch the beads,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah. He's like, here, you want a bracelet? And I wear a bunch of bracelets. So I'm like, oh, I love it. Thank you so much. And then he said, a small donation. And I said, okay. And he pulls out this little book and he starts going, okay, what can I mark you down for? How much a month? And I said,
a month?
What? I'll give you $5.
Now, yeah.
No, we do it monthly. I said, I don't. And he took the bracelet back.
Wait, did he say to you, you must give me, or did he just rip it off your wrist?
He went like this. Because he didn't speak English very well, but he did the give me sign, and I'm like, what? Oh, the bracelet, really?
The interactions are always different, right? You have this idea in your head that I'm going to, this person is down on their luck for some reason. I've been put in this person's, you know, cross paths with this person.
For
I'm going to give them a little bit of money, and this is what they're going to need. But sometimes those encounters aren't the aren't what you. You know, I had kind of an experience too, where it's like a Seinfeld episode where you see the person and they don't see you putting the money in there. You know, and
it's
like,
right.
You know, it's like I kind of wanted him to, but I, you know, on the other hand too, I'm not going to make a point of it. You know, it's like, oh, I just wanted the person to know, because part of me was I want the person to know that there's actually money in there now.
Right.
You know, but you always have those
that's
awkward. Exchanges
yes.
that it's like you think you're gonna someone's gonna smile and say, oh, thank you, I desperately need this, I just need to take a train to wherever, and then, you know, I'm gonna see my family, and, you know, or, you know, some kind of story that you've worked out in your mind, and it just never quite works out that way.
There was a guy who used to camp out in Old Town by Zanies, when, because I was working Zanies the last time this happened with this guy. So he's asking everyone for money, people walking by, and it's a weekend, and a lot of people are being generous. So he asks me, and I say, yeah. And I, because I had seen him before, he's mm-hmm. always there. So I hand him $3, and his answer was, "Oh, $3. What am I going to do with $3?" And I go, "I don't know." And he goes, "Can't really afford a meal on $3. Can't get a room at a hotel for $3. I don't think $3 is going to cut it."
So did you say then give me it back?
No, I just said, "Well, my answer was, well, it's the start, you know.
Sure.
Keep doing this, more people will give you money." But he was not happy that it was only $3.
Yeah.
There was a sweet little old lady in front of me at Walgreens in the suburbs, and she was short by like 67 cents, and she was going through her purse and everything. So I just said, oh, I got it, no problem. And the funny thing is, yesterday I was at a 7-Eleven, and there were probably 8 teenagers, who I think I've decided I hate teenagers
right now. You
hate all
teenagers now?
Guys and girls, they were in there. I don't know this to be a fact, but their eyes looked a little red and glassy, and I think they might have been high, because they were buying Doritos and Slurpees and other things.
Sure, it was medicinal.
And there were 8 of them just flitting around, and guys and girls, and the girls were giggling, and the guys were trying to act cool, and they were short money, and I could have helped them. It was like a dollar. I didn't do it. I just kind of sat there and took pleasure into going, figure this out.
Did you say, how do I know you won't spend my money on your marijuana?
No, I don't even,
that.
You know, that's their business, but
you
they were
bad dope-smoking teenage punks.
It's like they were totally oblivious to other people in there waiting to purchase their garbage stickers.
Yeah, right.
I had one guy hit me up in Austin 3 times. I mean, he literally circled around 3 times, and the first 2 times I gave him money, and the second time I'm like, dude, 3rd time, come on, man, no.
It's not a term in this case.
No, I don't think he'd realize he had come back to me 3 times, but yeah.
Ryan, I left something out when telling you both about the guy who I see
$3 man.
No, not $3 man. This is the guy that I always see.
That he thinks makes $200 a day.
Yeah, I think he's making pretty decent money.
Yeah.
I don't know why I need to share this with you, but I think I do. He looks a lot like Mark Ruffalo.
Oh,
you've mentioned this guy
Mark
a lot.
Ruffalo.
Really?
He's been doing this for years and years and years. Seems like a nice enough guy, but I'm telling you, I always want to say to him, if you devoted the time you spend here on finding work, I think you'd find something. You look like Mark Ruffalo.
Is he dressed nicely?
No.
Okay, that's why he can't
get
a job.
Very poorly. But like I said, I think
who's going to interview him if he's not showered and he probably has no place to shower? Why don't you take him home?
I can't take home a guy that looks like Mark Ruffalo.
Why?
He looks like Mark Ruffalo.
Yeah, that's true.
Terry
would say, you know,
right.
I'm going to stay home with Mark Ruffalo tonight.
Yeah. No, I think he's not thinking ahead the way you and I are. I think he's thinking, I'm doing the streets again today. I have to look like I need money.
Yeah.
Because
not everybody's a scam artist.
But even if he was making half of what I think he's making, let's say he's only making $100 a day, he would still, like for most of us, we go, well, now that I have some money, I'm going to buy a more presentable shirt. But
again, who...
I think we're thinking of this like we're thinking, right? You know what I mean? I think we're thinking of this in a...
Semi-logically, we're
all very blessed with homes and stuff like that.
Right.
We're thinking, if we had extra money, we would use it for this and that. But
$100, he's got to get food.
It's got to be more. I got to ask him to see his taxes.
I I think, you know, I actually,
3 years taxes,
one time gave, I actually a couple times I've given, we in the newsroom are always getting emails about job fairs that are going on, veterans jobs fairs, things like that. So I used to print some of this stuff off. And then if I'd see, you know, a veteran, you know, down on their luck with their sign out, I'd actually say, hey, this is a job fair that they're going to have at O'Hare next week.
Oh, that's nice of you.
Yeah, it is. But but I'm thinking of it from my perspective. I mean, he's got to, you know, there are a lot of steps, I think, before this person. I think you just go in there and, hired, you know, start working tomorrow.
Right, and it doesn't go like
that. No, it doesn't. I mean, he's got to have enough food and shelter to get to that day. He's got to have clothing to show up to that. He probably doesn't have a home address or phone number to give.
Right.
To this person, you know, so here I'm thinking to myself, this is going to be great. This guy's going to go there, and they've got all these jobs, and you know, it doesn't work that way.
I do also want to point out that even though I don't give money to the guy who looks like Mark Ruffalo, I have on several occasions not given money. Although I have given money on several occasions, but more times than not, if there is a restaurant nearby, I will say to the person, "What are you looking for, food wise?"
Sure.
And then I go in and I buy it for him. I've done that a bunch of times, and it always ends well. They're always very grateful. You know,
I did that last week to a guy outside of a McDonald's. I said, I'm going to go in anyways. What do you want? He ordered like a bunch of stuff.
Number.
Yeah, it's like he came out with more food than I did. I mean, I was just going to get myself a Coke and he wanted the Big Mac meal with supersize and the Diet Dr. Pepper or whatever.
You remember the story? It was in Florida and there was a police officer. He saw a homeless guy trying to shave and he helped him. Do you remember this was in the news?
I think I do. No.
A homeless man. I guess the story was this guy was living on the street and he wanted to get a job and he was having some trouble with his razor. He was trying to shave like on the street. And there was an officer named Tony Carlson who was walking by and the homeless guy said, you know, do you know anything about fixing razors because it's broken? I'm trying to shave. And he didn't have a mirror. He couldn't see what he was doing. It wasn't going well. So this police officer who I could be mistaken, but I think he was, on the Steve Cochran show for the most valuable person on the planet.
Nice.
This police officer, Tony Carlson, offered him a hand with his beard and ended up giving Phil a shave outside a gas station. Mm. He just said, listen, I can help you out. As the officer worked, Phil told Carlson that he wanted to get a job at the local McDonald's, but management told him that while he was welcome to apply, he had to be clean shaven.
Yeah.
So again, this isn't like you can just go home and shave. A lot of times you may not even have a
sure.
razor.
Yeah.
So the officer said, if he's wanting to help himself, I needed to do better and help him. They were being filmed by an onlooker and the video exchange went viral. This guy, Phil, did land a job as a result of their exchange.
So good. Just fairly recently?
Yeah. So he did end up getting a job.
Oh, that's great.
Thanks to that kind Florida police officer who helped him shave his beard. So you see someone, and unfortunately, we don't know the backstory. And you know me, I create sad backstories for even just a guy eating by himself. I'll go, oh my God, his wife probably died. He doesn't know what to do with the kids. And then in essence, it's probably just a dude who's like, oh my God, she will not stop yakking in my ear. So I'm going to go out and get a burger on my own.
Yeah.
I don't know, but sometimes you just don't realize it. You think, oh, anybody can get a job, put that effort in. But there are a lot of steps before they can even go apply for a job.
I don't know that I can't remember if I showed you this or not. And I know that this doesn't happen all the time. It doesn't happen frequently, but it happens once in a while. You see somebody and you suspect that maybe they're running some sort of a scam, like the Mark Ruffalo guy, right? So there's
Man, will you book Mark Ruffalo and just have him
I'm
on hold?
I want to tell the real Mark Ruffalo.
I actually met him
guy.
Up in Flint.
Did
but
you?
Go ahead. Yeah,
did
a few years ago. Yeah, he was.
All right. So there were these people who believed that a woman was pulling a similar scam, so they kept a videotape on her. So when she's done, you know, she's working an intersection, and every time a car comes by, she's, you know, she looks like she really needs the money and stuff like that. She's holding out her cup and please give whatever you can give. So then they follow her to a car, a very nice Audi that's parked a couple blocks away, and they're videotaping her the whole way, and they go, why do you do this? So she threatens, well, I'm going to sue you for defamation of character. And they go, feel free. Sue away, but we just watched you for hours take money from people pretending you're poor. And look at this car you're driving, a $35,000 car. Zoom, speeds off. That's the end of that.
There was a guy when I worked overnights at the Loop radio station. I worked overnights. It was my first real job. And I would park across from the John Hancock building. There was a church there, and there were like, there were parking spots that you could park in overnight.
Yeah.
I got really good at parallel parking.
Oh.
So I would walk from that church across the street to the John Hancock Center.
Yeah.
It was a half a block.
Yeah.
But there was this guy in a wheelchair who would wheel by. And he'd always say, you know, give me some money. And I'm like, man, I am just a young little suburbanite who is just, I really have no money to give you. I'm sorry. And so he would like swear at me and say, well, screw you and some other choice words. And then it seemed like I saw him probably once a week. And then there was one time I was driving home and I saw this guy, the same guy in a wheelchair, pull up to an old like Fleetwood Broham and fold up his wheelchair, put it in the trunk, and drive away.
Yep.
And it's like, you know,
it happens.
But then he's got to face his judgment day when that comes. But so there are scam artists for sure.
It seems like just an incredible waste of time.
Doesn't
why would that woman spend hours upon hours begging for little coins and
money? I can't figure it out if she's got some cash behind her. I don't know.
I mean, I wonder if there's an illness involved, too.
That could be, too.
Like the woman who tries to sneak onto flights. She doesn't need to be on those flights, but she keeps doing it. There's something in her brain that's telling her to do that.
And the best thing was, when we worked at WLS, I worked with Don and Roma, so I'd be walking in at 4 a.m. and I would pass the same girl every day. I think her name was Vanessa.
I know who you're talking about. In the in the doorway, kind of, not of WLS.
No, she was on the bridge on Dearborn, and she was there with a guy. And then one day I didn't see the guy, and I said, "Where's your friend?" And he goes, "Oh, he got beat up under Lower Wacker." And I'm like, "Oh my God, that breaks my heart. You know, here, I'll give you some money." And then, you know, I thought, well, is she going to bother me every day? And she didn't. It's like she would walk with me. We'd have a little conversation. It was kind of a great relationship because I wouldn't give her money every day, but sometimes I would.
Yeah.
And you worry like, oh, they're going to ask me every day. They're not going to.
Yeah. Sure.
And one guy asked me and said, you know, please give me some money. And I'm like, I have two kids in bed right now, and it's 4 a.m. and I'm walking to work. Do you think I have money to spare?
Yeah.
He never bothered me again.
Yeah. Well done. Well done. Ryan, thanks for hanging out.
Thank you.
We'll close things off next.
Money.
I already gave Ryan a couple of
panhandling with my pan of beans.
Thank you. By the Radio Shack.
It's getting a bit cloudy out there.
All right, more after this. Bill and Wendy, WGN. Tomorrow, Mark Ruffalo. We do not have confirmation. Possibly Mark Ruffalo tomorrow.
All right, that would be funny.
That would be fun.
Would you just tell him?
I wouldn't read his story up. I'd just say, you're Mark Ruffalo. And then he would acknowledge that.
And then I would say, thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Mark Ruffalo, for being on with us.
That's a great interview.
I'd go, so many guys have played the Hulk, and you're one of them. And he would. Yeah.
He did?
Yeah.
In what?
In the last few Avengers movies, he's been the Hulk.
I gotta be honest with you, I haven't seen him.
Edward Norton was the Hulk.
I'm a big fan
of
his.
Steve Bertrand played the Hulk in one movie.
Now that is the biggest comedy ever.
He was like a more responsible, like usually
the
Hulk is just
the intelligent Hulk.
Yeah.
Hulk. Oh, that was a Freudian slip.
Or was it?
I don't know.
I wonder. All right, that's it, everybody. We've done all we can do. There's nothing left for us to do. We'll try it again tomorrow. Hope we get it right then, and we'll hope you listen. Bye, Wendy.
See you, Bill.